Vjeran je Gospodin u svim riječima svojim i svet u svim svojim djelima.
God is faithful in all his words and deeds.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you.
Čitanje Svetog Evanđelja.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord.
U ono vrijeme,
Jesus said to his disciples, it is not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. When the day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, work many miracles in your name? Then I shall tell them to their faces, I have never known you, away from me, you evil men. Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods arose, gales blew, and hurled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and struck that house, and it fell, and what a fall it had. Jesus had now finished what he wanted to say, and his teaching made a deep impression on the people because he taught them with authority and not like their own scribes. The Gospel of the Lord.
Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters,
ova riječ iz Matejeva evanđelja,
the word from the gospel according to Matthew that we just heard is profound, wants to guide us into the profoundness. I would like to pause on one particular moment, and that is the prayer.
Isus, na pitanje učenika,
when disciples asked Jesus how to pray, teach us to pray, Jesus says, when you pray, speak, say, Our Father, who art in heaven. We know the prayer Jesus has taught us. And now we hear Jesus saying, not every single one who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. Now Jesus is saying that only one who lives the will of God, the Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, there are words in prayer, their meaning is not fulfilled if we only pronounce these words, but the meaning of the words in prayer, the words of prayer, we have to listen to these words, to listen more than to pronounce, to say, to speak. And not just to listen, but to listen the will of God. Listening to these words, grasping what God is telling us through these words. Grasping what is it that God wants. That, brothers and sisters, then is a prayer. Prayer Jesus wants from us. We see that Jesus criticizes those who claim that they did things like prophesy, cast out demons, etc., etc. But Jesus is telling them, I do not know you. I have never known you. From that we can understand what is the meaning, the essence of prayer, to get to know Jesus. To get to know his heart, to get to know the love of God. Let us remember the Pharisee praying in the temple. He's praying and he's fasting also 2 days a week, but Jesus is still not pleased with his prayer because he did not come to know God. Or remember the older brother from the parable of the prodigal son. He lives with father, yet has not come to know the father. He did not come to know his heart. And something else, he did not become like his father. His heart does not resemble his father's heart. Heart of the older son remained hard and closed, and he fails to see that. He only sees the mistake of his younger brother. He, you see, does not know himself. He does not know himself. He does not know Father. This is why Blessed Mother is calling us to convert ourselves. Conversion is the most important. Work on changing your heart just as you are working in the fields. Turn your eyes inside toward yourself. Come to know your heart like the tax collector praying in the temple. He sees himself. That, dear brothers and sisters, that is prayer. That is the most important hope. Actually, it is the beginning of it all. This is why Jesus says, when you see the splinter in the eye of your brother, rather look into yourself before you offer the sacrifice on the altar. Forgive and reconcile yourself, because you cannot receive if your heart is closed. You have not come to know Jesus. You are receiving him, a holy, sacred host, the gift of life, the body of Christ, but your heart remains closed toward your fellow brother who made a mistake. What is the meaning of spiritual life? What is eternal life? To come to know you, Father. To come to know God the Father. Jesus says that is eternal life. It will last throughout eternity, and to resemble him. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Be like him, resemble him. Learn from me, Jesus says, because my heart is meek and humble. And that means come to know my heart. And now, brothers and sisters, we can see what is the meaning of and essence of reading the Word of God. Blessed Mother is calling us to place Holy Scripture in the visible place in our homes and read it. Read it with heart. She says, by reading the Word of God, discover God. discover the will of God, because we can read Holy Scripture as any book and obtain knowledge. We have knowledge. We do know what was happening with Jesus and with other people around him. We know. But that is not enough. We remain just on the level of knowing what is happening to the others. But reading Holy Scripture with heart means to recognize yourself in everything that was happening to the others. Recognize yourself and to allow God to change me, to change my heart. This is why it is a beautiful prayer that came out of the evangelic text from Jesus' words, Jesus of meek and humble heart, make my heart after yours. It is good to adopt this prayer. It is good to have that prayer as a nourishment to our heart. Let us carry that word, ponder it, and repeat it within us. That is the essence of prayer. That is where prayer is being realized and accomplished, when we resemble Jesus. We become all the more like him. We see brothers and sisters Mary listening to the word of God. She listens to the word of God with heart, and she says, "Here I am, O Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word." Mary opens herself to the word of God, and it does not end there. After that, it is said that Mary kept all these events in her heart and pondered them. That is all the more profound way of listening the word of God. What does God want? What is he telling me through these words? What is the will of God for me? This is why it is important, brothers and sisters, not only to pronounce the words in prayer, but to listen at the same time in the silence, listening to the word of God, meditate upon the Holy Scripture, upon the texts from the Holy Scriptures, ponder these words, listening to what God is telling me through these words. Blessed Mother is calling us to adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And after Holy Mass, in continuation of the evening prayer program, we shall remain in adoration, to remain with Jesus in a different way, in silence, looking at him. Like Mary, sister of Martha's, take time for Jesus. Remain at his feet, listening and watching. Dear brothers and sisters, what does Jesus want? Not only he wants us to say, "Lord, Lord," so that he does not say to us in the end, "I have never known you." An anecdote, interesting anecdote about grandparents says, grandma says to grandpa, "We have spent all our lives together and we never spoke." And grandpa answered to her, "I never wanted to interrupt you." We can speak, but without listening. I don't hear, I don't hear myself. I don't hear myself pronouncing words of prayer when I don't hear the Word of God. That is what it means. We ought to listen to the Word of God on a more profound level. And another moment when Jesus says, a wise man, you see, that is where a prayer is calling us to and wants to guide us to. What is wisdom? Wisdom is to know that the most heart is the most important. Innerness is the most important. Our intimacy, everything depends on it. If my faith is strong, if my hope is strong, if my love is strong, then I have key for life. I can choose. I do not have to fall in despair if something unplanned happens to me in my life. I believe, I hope, I love. I can choose. I can see all that with different eyes. I don't have to fall in hopelessness. That is the strength of faith, the strength of hope, the strength of love. I can change things. I can see everything in another way. This is why, brothers and sisters, it is important to pray for that. Jesus, awaken my faith, strengthen my trust in you, strengthen my hope, my love within me, because these three are the most important for us to have, because then we face life in a different way, having a solid, firm foundation on which our life is being based. If I only expect that everything else around me changes, that other people change themselves, of course it will be good if others change as well. But that is unstable foundation for me if I am expecting only from others that they do not cause me any problem, difficulty, no disease. But if it happens, I will be disappointed. That is unstable foundation. Wisdom is when I am being changed. My intimacy is strong. My heart is strong. Gospel Blessed Mother says in the message from April, be strong in the midst of trials. She does not say, ask God to relieve you of trials. No, she does not say that, because that is not possible, because there will always be some. But she says, be strong in the midst of trials and afflictions. That is the strength of faith, love, and hope. Brothers and sisters, may the word of God that we have heard remain deeply engraved in our hearts. Let us listen to what Jesus, through that word, is telling us. Amen.